Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Is there a way to burn more calories, lose more fat, improve your cardiovascular fitness, and spend less time on the treadmill or on the bike? Well, there just might be. If you learn about high-intensity interval training, my guest is Dr. Michael Bracco. He's a sports physiologist, and he does specialize in hockey, you know, a hockey player and a coach. But today we're talking about high-intensity interval training. So, Dr. Bracco, tell us a little bit about what HIIT is, or high-intensity training. Is it for everybody? Can we all handle it, or is it something you sort of got to work up to?
Well, let's see, Melanie. The answer to the first question, what is it? It's as simple as this. It's exercise in the same exercise session. It's exercising really hard for a short period of time, then exercising really easy for a short period of time, and then you go back and forth, hard and easy, and you can do it for as long as you want. But some of the research is remarkable that sometimes in only 4 minutes, like in 4 minutes, people go hard and easy, and the research showed that in this one study, they exercised for 4 minutes, and they improved what we call our VO2, or basically their cardiovascular endurance, by 5%. Can anyone do it? Yes, anyone can do it. That means to say that there's been research. So, I mean, we always kind of take the research and what the research says and say, can we apply that to a larger population? Can we apply that to different populations? So, for instance, healthy adults have done it. People who are overweight and obese have done it. People who are recovering from, like, heart attacks, or people who have known heart disease have done it. Kids have done it. I mean, kids have done it forever, basically. You know, that's the way kids play, if the kids are outside playing. So
that's an interesting point that you make, that's the way kids play. They go from the swing set to the jungle gym, and then they run around for a little while, and then maybe they stop and sit and talk to each other on the bench, and then they get back up. So if someone wanted to try and do this and just, say, burn more calories than just, you know, running on their treadmill or riding the bike or something, give us an example of a circuit that somebody might be able to do right now today that they could start. Does it include weight exercises like push-ups, lunges, then jumping back on the treadmill? Give us a circuit, Dr. Bracco, and just put it right out there for people to try right now.
Okay. It's easy. It's fun. It's interesting. It's maybe a lot more interesting than just kind of doing long, slow distance. Here's a classic example of it, Melanie. So, for instance, you start on the treadmill, and you do a warm-up for maybe 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, so then on the treadmill, you can either, let's say you run. So you increase the speed of the treadmill. You run for a minute. Then you safely get off the treadmill, and you do as many push-ups as you can do, and then as many maybe a squat. Okay, squat without weights or a squat with weights. Or a jump squat, where you jump, you squat down and you jump up and down. And you do maybe 20 of those, all right? So then you get back on the treadmill, and you would get back on the treadmill, and you would go easy. So you would walk on the treadmill.
So you don't mind that your heart rate goes up, down, up, down, because I've had people ask me over the years, Dr. Bracco, if it's okay that their heart rate gets up when they're doing those squats and they're lifting a medicine ball up above their head while they do it, and then they get on the treadmill and I have them going 3 miles, 3.5 miles an hour, and they say, well, my heart rate's dropping back down now. Is that okay? Or do they want to be kept up, you know, really high intensity that whole time?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the heart rate going up and then going down. I mean, there's, you know, people have been doing this since, like, you know, the early 1900s, exercising this way or working this way, you know. I mean, farmers kind of work this way. But there's nothing wrong with it, like, actually literally doing high-intensity interval training where the heart rate goes up and the heart rate goes down and the heart rate goes up. I mean, to say, obviously, you know, as exercise professionals, like you and I would tell our clients that make sure that, are you okay to do this? Can you do this? But having said that, like we're always talking about like HIIT, you know, the acronym is HIIT, H-I-I-T, high intensity interval training, where there's also medium intensity interval training. So that is to say, let's say you're just going to run on a treadmill. So you run on the treadmill for a minute, and then you walk on the treadmill for a minute. So it doesn't have to be like crazy hard, high, you know, knock them down, drag them out workout. It can be medium intensity as well, so the heart rate doesn't go up as high.
Okay, so are there general guidelines for doing high-intensity training? Are there some things that we should do? Should it be at the same amount of times each week that you would do normal cardio? You know, do you make sure to cool down as well as warm up, or do you want to skip days like you do for weight training? Are there some guidelines?
Absolutely, positively make sure that you do a really good warm-up, and that would be like a total body warm-up, and that means to say, maybe not just getting on the treadmill and running. That would be, you know, get on the treadmill, run at a low intensity, get off the treadmill, do some push-ups, do some some curls just to warm up the entire body, and make sure the body's completely warmed up. And if when the body's more warm or ready to go, you get a better workout, and there's probably a decrease in the risk of injury. You know, like, We've done it with people who are just beginning to exercise, and they do medium intensity intervals, and then we do it with, you know, all the way up to, like, you mentioned, I work with hockey players, so this is the classic form of training. But now, having said that, for instance, I also do work for the USA Men's Deaf Olympic Hockey Team, and I tell them to do interval training only 3 days a week. Only 3 days a week.
Because
now they're doing high intensity, so they, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard exercise. So it's good to do the workout, then come back the next day. Now, if you want to do like a, you know, a quote unquote cardio workout, then that's the day to do like long slow distance training. So it's probably better to at least have a day off in between your high intensity interval training workouts.
Okay, so there is a place for that long, slow distance training, you know, that we learned so much about in school, and then for this high intensity interval training, you know, kind of a new way. And what is Tabata?
Tabata. Okay, well, the reason I laugh, Melanie, is because everybody calls high intensity interval training Tabata now, and everything's Tabata and Tabata, Tabata, Tabata. And in fact, I'm tongue-tied because this gets me worked up. Tabata actually is Izumi Tabata from Japan, and he was one of the not even one of the first people, but one of the early people to do a research on high intensity interval training. Okay, so his research, real quick, that's the one that I was talking about, where he had he was using physical education students. And they literally exercised, the total amount of exercise time was only 4 minutes. And in that 4 minutes, over, I think it was like 10 weeks, they improved their cardiovascular endurance by 5%, which is quite remarkable considering that you're only working out for 4 minutes. So if you want the answer literally, that's what Tabata is. Tabata is 20 seconds of going exercising as hard as you possibly can, followed by a 10-second rest, coming back for 20 seconds. So it's 20 seconds as hard as you can, 10 seconds rest, 20 seconds as hard as you can, and you do 8 sets of that, so that's 4 minutes. Now, I can tell you that I do this, and it's crazy hard. Like, it's crazy hard. But, like, if you go to a fitness show, like, you know, the American College of Sports Medicine's Health and Fitness, or IDEA Fitness, or SCW, whatever, everybody calls HIIT Tabata, and it's
so
not,
they're
it's
definitely
really not.
So they're two different things, because high intensity interval training can go on for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and it's up and down, getting your heart rate up and down. So try it, listeners. Go out and try a circuit training for yourself today. Push-ups, lunges, get back on the treadmill, get back on the bike. Work yourself as hard as you can with a buddy, without a buddy. You can do it. Burn a few extra calories. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. We'll be back.